PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
What are you doing here?
I'm taking the specimen.
Well, you can't. I haven't prepped the cryostasis chamber.
I don't want them frozen, Rowan. I want them soft.
We've already discussed this.
Yeah, well, I had to go over your head. I'm moving him to our Scranton facility.
Dr. Wimmer, you can't risk transporting him through open country.
This isn't open for discussion. His unique ability to regenerate lost and damaged tissue, I mean, it cries out for more research.
And you're willing to risk the deaths of innocent civilians if he escapes?
Yes.
This is the Chris Crespo Radio Show. Everybody likes him. Listen to his shit.
You are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
For more enjoyment and greater efficiency, consumption is being standardized. We are sorry.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to episode 279 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, chilling in the Cinema Crespediso studio at Jurassic Cogburn's room.
What up,
you? Mr. Cogburn.
Fairly long-winded.
But it's for you, though. It was literally in the name of you.
Literally, yeah.
Literally in your name.
Uh-huh, correct.
Sure. Yes. Threat level, currently. Is red. Current threat level is red. Prepare to locate your privileges with us.
I'm white, they're everywhere. My privileges are all around. I've located my privileges. That was easy.
That's the privileges air horn. Ladies and gentlemen, with us, not even a guest anymore.
I win.
You win. He wins. We don't have a guest. He is our third mic. He occupies the third mic to keep the ball bouncing in this particular court. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Steve Etchier.
At any given time, this mic has to have at least some remnants of my spit particles.
At some point, it's got to be refreshed.
I got to come back.
It needs to be refreshed. It's not like I clean it.
No, of course not. Why would you do that?
How do you clean a mic? I don't know. You got to take it apart, get all that gunk off of there. That's hard to do. I think it should be enough time has passed through that we can remove the coverings on these microphones, and then what's on the inside, we should be able to scrape it off and then put it on a cracker.
Gross.
Yeah. Cracker air horn, guys. We are doing cracker. Episode 279. It's a Mother's Day episode. We had a guest had to reschedule, which is why Steve is here with us, because I'm trying this year, 2018, to have a guest every single episode, or at least a third person. On every single episode, not all the bonus episodes. Those, that's different, guys. You're lucky to even get those, man. So much work, and we got to figure out when we're going to do them.
My glasses keep rubbing up on them.
Well, then put them, you don't need glasses.
No,
you know,
I don't.
You know what we look like. You know what's going on over here. So how you doing, Steve? You doing good, buddy? We had that.
I'm doing awesome.
We had that Cinco de Mayo event. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I had to come for your expertise. I just got, you know, my iPad yesterday.
Oh yeah,
and now I gotta find whatever the best soundboard is. There's so many of them.
Obviously, if you pay money, you're gonna get better soundboards.
Oh yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. I use a cheap one, so cheap it's free. As a matter of fact,
I think that one's available for iPad also.
They should pay me to use it. Yeah, it's they should. Yeah, probably. It's
why just, haven't they?
Yeah, why haven't they?
I don't know.
Don't they like money? See how responsive that shit was?
Very responsive.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good board. The Cinco de Mayo event went pretty well, considering there's so many things were going on pretty much at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And but you set up a whole bunch of equipment. We got some recordings done so people can hear this stuff on a variety of PFT media outlets, these live recordings that involved Leslie Joe from State of the Beer Union.
Yep.
Peter from Scotch Good Conversation. Drew and I recorded some Cinema Crespediso, which I'm thinking we already teased it last week. Probably put at the end of a bonus episode this week.
Yes.
I think that's what we're going to do. And but we have like a good 10, 15 minutes there of us sitting around after drinking for a few hours in a front room while a band gets ready to play and then starts to play while we're talking.
Yep.
Yeah. Drew, do you remember what we talked about?
No.
I have no idea what we talked about.
I was I was a little drunk.
A little. Hey, did that candy do anything for you?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It tasted like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, it tasted. It
adult candy.
Uh-huh. But it, I don't think...
No. It really didn't do much for
me. I don't think so.
For my psyche. Mm-hmm. Just spiked my blood sugar level a little bit. But the event went well, thanks to the people who came out. It was mostly people who were there for the music. Mm-hmm. Not so many podcast fans. Guys, where are you at? You don't want to hang out with us? I see where it is. What you were saying off mic is right, Drew. Those sons of bitches.
Seriously.
This guy. It's all true.
This guy. It is. This guy. Dude, I speak nothing but the truth.
Well, we are the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but
the truth. We've gone over this before.
So help me, Drew.
Oh, by the way, I actually found... Well, I forgot the movie already, but I was just reading... Because I'm bad at character names.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
James Bond.
I found where Drew Stewart... Gogren got his
name. Oh, yeah, you got it?
Yeah, what was the movie? I don't remember.
True Grit.
True Grit, yep.
And then they made a sequel of Rooster Cogburn. And then what happened was the Coens remade True Grit a few years ago, obviously. Yeah, right? A very popular movie.
Came back.
And right around the times when we were getting ready to, it was like the 2012.
Something like that.
It was like, it came out 2012, and then we started the show 2013. Johnny the Hater, people remember early days of the show, Johnny the Hater was hanging out with us. Was calling Drew Cogburn.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's call him Drew Cogburn. So then on the show, we just called him that, and it stuck. Yeah. It wasn't even meant to be. His goofy radio name. We were going to use his actual name, but nope.
Man, I screwed that.
And by the way, the thing I was most excited about was actually, this is really what I wanted to do. I knew that we were, you know, if there were going to be recordings, and the simplest thing, the simplest idea would be like, you know, we'll just schedule it so it's like, okay, you know, this podcast on the network is going to be recording, you know, at this time or whatever.
Right.
I liked that, you know, we would have people come in, like in the middle, you know, we had Rocky come in and it was just like, grab a set of headphones here. I'll give you my microphone. And it was, you know, Leslie from, you know, State of the Beer Union.
Yep.
Peter from Scotch Good Cover. I liked that way better. That was so fun.
Yeah. Instead of each individual show, it was a mishmash of people.
A conglomerate.
It was a moosh of all the fun. Yeah, it was good. It was good times. And we had t-shirts printed on site. Some cool ass PFT Media t-shirts, and we're gonna be putting them up on sale this week. We'll put them up in I guess we'll put notices, well, in all the various show groups, right? So PFT Media group on Facebook, Cinema Crespediso, the What's the Fuss group, Scotch and Good Conversationalist, all that stuff. Oh, excuse me, drinking this OBP, it's delicious.
Yeah,
drink it kind of fast. I'm gonna need a second one really quick here. These shirts will be $15 each, and that's really just so we can break even. It literally covers the cost of the shirt, the making of the shirt, done by Christian Coffin.
Is this
rock and roll stage name?
Yep.
And
it's like his every name, like he's Chris.
Everything he does is on there, because I know his Facebook name is his actual name.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, if you want to know anything about him,
look up Christian Coffin,
because otherwise, you know, if you look up his real name, you're not gonna.
But apparently, yeah, he does a lot of stuff: music, visual art, TV, TV T-shirt. I meant to say T-shirt printing, live T-shirt printing, a lot of fun.
So cool.
We have a limited number of all sizes except medium. Didn't I tell you to get more, right? We were talking about how many to get, and you only want to get one medium. I was like, no, at least get two.
No, I was up for two.
Yeah, well, they both got sold at the event.
Yeah, like right away, too.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Like, they still had to hand them off and have them dry the ink before we passed them off to the customers.
Yeah. So, I was literally thinking of just being like, do you want a nightgown?
Yeah, right? Exactly. So they the mediums are gone. So if you want medium, sorry. Next, we're going to make some more, though. We'll hit up this guy, Christian. Well, there's so many ways to make t-shirts these days.
Yeah.
We need to figure out, Steve, where we're going to do our one-year event.
Oh, dear.
I have an idea, but I want to check the place out first.
Okay.
I don't know how we'll...
I don't even have an idea. You got more going on than I do.
There we go. Well, I... I have an idea for a place to do a live event. I don't know if it's going to be for our first Cinema Crespediso live recording or if it'll be for a PFT thing, but I'll have to check it out first. Or that's a teaser. Drew, that's what we call it in the industry, a teaser.
Yeah. You're a teaser.
I am a teaser. That's why I'm wearing these tight shorts.
Yeah.
What's that all about, Drew? Come on, we're having fun.
What are you being homophobic about my ball bulge?
Uh-huh. It makes you uncomfortable, Chris.
I like accusing someone of homophobia. I would say, don't you like my disgusting body? What are you, homophobic? I flipped it on you. Hashtag time's up. For you not looking at my dick. Not looking at it.
Not looking at it.
I'm going to use this anti-sexual harassment wave to sexually harass people that didn't call for it, don't need it. That's everyone.
Everybody.
Guys, we're going to have a special, kind of a special episode of Cinema Crespediso today because, Steve, this is what, you're like 15, 16th appearance on the show, I think.
I think it might even be more.
Maybe even more. You were here for our, when we did was the last time we were on when we did the bonus episode for Tom and Dan? The corporate time?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Have you been on since then? That may have been the last one.
I don't know. But, you know, I was going to say, though, actually, not yesterday, but the day before, I haven't had to watch it yet. I haven't been able to watch it yet.
The documentary.
The documentary.
That you're all up in.
Yep. It's supposed, like, it's on my, it's on the desktop of my laptop, you know.
Yeah, then watch
just
it, man. There.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I bought it, like, 3 in the morning. So I'm like, well, obviously I'm not watching, it now.
Yeah.
And then all yesterday I was just too busy I didn't find the time, but I'm definitely going to watch it.
It really isn't bad at all. It's a pretty good documentary. I even told him this on the radio show on a corporate time that I think it would have made a better, even for what it is, the way it's made, they could cut 20 minutes out of it and it'll make a really good episode of TV.
Mm. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like it'd be a really good, I imagine as, say it's the episode one of a series of a show that's about new media, people making their way in 21st century media. It's like, this episode's about podcasters, and we focus on these two in Orlando. And then this episode is about a YouTube star. We'll follow this YouTube star and how this person's making $250,000 a year on YouTube, right? Or even more. And then this episode is about, you know, Twitch stars and how people make money playing video games, right? That's the show that I envision based on what I saw. That, you know.
We gotta get on the Twitch too, because you know, I'm looking to get at least in my studio, I'm looking to get video in there and stuff.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, and then once we get the new studio, once we have an actual PFT offsite studio set up, that'll be really easy.
So,
to,
man, that's gonna be so fun.
Yeah, that's gonna be, then we can actually talk about Twitch.
Everybody can watch me play video games.
A whole
Drew,
refrigerator.
If you want,
whole refrigerator.
Drew, you want to start making some money?
You'd
be surprised.
I don't play the multiplayer games, though.
It doesn't have to be. It's just,
really?
People are just going to watch you play a video game, especially, and then you got to play a popular game. There's people making so much money just playing Fortnite.
See, I don't like those.
I'm not. We're going to finally make money on you playing video games.
I mean, if it's possible, I will play video games.
All right, we're going to do it. We'll do it.
I will play plenty of video games.
Yeah, PFT Media presents.
I can do that.
Drew Sikhagrin's video game extravaganza, and I'll be you breaking the newest game when Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out. We will be up and running for that by then. You can play all that shit on Twitch.
You can do like I mean, I'll be playing that game for a long. It's going to consume
my
life.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to consume my life.
And you'll be able to, you know, just do it as long as you want. All right, guys. So we're doing a special episode. Because you're here, Steve.
All right.
So we're gonna mix some of it. We're gonna have some fun. So I'm gonna go ahead and just drop this in here, right here, right now. Yeah, guys. Here we go. Guys, we are doing a remix edition of Cinema Crespediso. Steve, you have not done one of these yet, have you?
I have not.
We've only done this 3 times.
Yeah.
Once with DJ Baby Lack. That was the first time we did it. Episode 200. And then once when it was just Drew and I. Mm-hmm. We didn't even have a guest.
Nope.
So I was like, we'll do a remix episode to switch it up. Well, now see that you're here, you get to join in on the fun. We're doing a remix edition of Cinema Crescibility. So here is the game board.
Remix.
All right, we have it split up. All the segments are here, numbered. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be up to you, buddy. Wow. Here you go. You're going to decide the order of today's show.
I am the decider.
You are the deciderer, so go ahead and pick. What number do you want to do?
I'm doing number 7.
Number 7. What is number 7?
Vox Populi.
Oh, snap.
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
Yeah.
Vox Populi.
What'd you say? What?
That's right. Here we go. Vox Populi time. You email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com, and we will read your shit, because this is the show of the people, the podcast of the people. I'm the critic, film critic of the people. Drusa Cogburn is the Drewser of the people. Recently called online one of the funniest people out there who doesn't even try to be funny. Something like that. I butchered that quote. Steve Etchy.
Yes.
That's true, though.
So awful at this.
That's true, though. Steve Etchy is the etchy of the people.
I am.
And this is...
Totally outbeat the last etchy.
You did outbeat the last etchy.
By
no,
far.
No one remembers that etchy. Is that etchy's gone.
Oh, it was annihilation.
Over. So here we go, Drew. What is this week's Vox Populi entrance?
We got an email from Josh.
What's up, Josh?
Hi, Crespo team.
Hey, that's us.
I heard you mention Anon on Netflix. I really wanted to like this movie. Looked like a good concept and two good actors in the lead. Halfway through, all I could think was this movie was basically a longer, poorly executed Black Mirror episode. Mm-hmm. I love Black Mirror and Anon's story. Characters or cinematography did not live up to the TV show. It was a bit disappointed in Anon, but 100% agree with you. This movie would have been better suited seeing it on the big screen. I wonder if my view of the movie was skewed because I watched it in a home just like I do with Black Mirror. Have you watched this film yet? What are your thoughts? Love the podcast.
I pictured an elderly home, by the way, Josh. When she's in a home.
In a home?
Yeah. Were you playing Scrabble? Because, you know, if you get to put that shit aside to really
playing Yahtzee.
Get everything.
Interesting question. Does watching Anon at home, a sci-fi movie,
it depends on your system.
Make it feel like you're just watching an episode of Black Mirror? Does it feel more like TV?
I think it fully matters.
It impacts, impacts your viewing.
Yeah, like, I mean, I have a 4K TV, right?
Sure.
But
so does this guy.
I use.
So do I.
But I use. So, you know, so the picture's great, is my point.
Sure.
You know, and it's a 58 inch, I think. So it's a good size, right?
Ooh,
however.
Ooh, 58.
Mine's 65.
Oh,
there you go.
Mine's a.
But.
You don't know.
And I didn't.
50, I think.
50. I didn't realize this until I got this latest TV. At this point, they expect you to, well, either put it against a wall or attach it to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I'm kind of, I got growing pains in my room. So, you know, like I've got it on top of my dresser and my dresser is
You mean the DVD set?
Hmm?
Growing pains.
No. I'm going through growing pains in my room. I need more room in my room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've got it, like, on my dresser, and it's pulled towards the bed so that I, you know, I'm in bed watching TV kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, the dresser's, like, the middle of the room. It's really stupid. And I did not... Whoops.
Whoa, careful.
I did not realize this until, you know, I set it up and everything. But because they expect you to either put it against the wall or have it mounted to the wall...
Mm.
They, because I don't have any external speakers, it's just the TV speakers, which that's the thing that makes it a huge deal.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Obviously, because of that, cinema, in theaters, you're going to get a
great
much
sound.
Better,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a better experience. But I mean, if I had my own surround sound and you got a TV that big and my room's not that big, so I'm close enough to the TV, if I had good sound, doesn't matter. I mean, it'd be.
Sound is a big part of it for sure.
Oh, what I was going to say, though, the part about it being mounted, there's a point to that. I didn't realize this until I got to the TV, but now, because they always expect you to do that, they have it so that the sound goes out the back of your TV because they expect it to bounce off the wall.
Yeah.
So it just blares out the door of my room. So, like, whatever I'm listening to, the people in the family room...
Can hear it. Fine.
Can hear it better than me.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a flaw. Yeah, you need to put something. You need to put something behind it.
Yeah, if anything, there's some speakers that are like, you know, that bounce off like the bottom, like, you know what I mean. It's just straight down. Mm-mm. But none of the speakers face me, I don't think.
And then there's this whole thing: if you live in an attached home and you put your TV up on a wall, and they're trying to bounce the sound waves off the wall, but then some of it's going through the wall,
yeah,
into the home next door.
I didn't even think of that.
Some people just trying to like have dinner.
Stuff a yoga mat in between the TV and the...
There you go. Yeah. And then it sets on fire from the... I guess the TVs don't really get
hooray!
That's a chemical fire.
I think watching at home does affect the viewing, absolutely, of a movie like that. And then I did happen to watch Anon, as a matter of fact. I put it on last night to watch it on Netflix. Anon is a movie that's set in the near future. And it's like everyone has Google Glass, but it's in their eyeballs. I guess their contacts. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere they look, it's a heads-up display that gives you all the information of everything. Everything, everything. So if I'm looking down the TV, it's like it points to the OBP cans, like Orange Blossom Pilsner, established this year, Tom Minch, blah, blah, blah. It'll be like Gatorade, made a UF, blah, blah, blah. And the Juicer Cogburn, a.k.a. Juicer Cogburn. Your mugshot will pop up because, no, you're a criminal.
I've been arrested a couple times, yeah.
You know, all your shit will pop up, Steve.
Yeah.
And it's all that kind of instantaneous. So there's no...
I was 15 when I had my mugshot, so...
So what, you can't get
you
it?
You can't. No, you can't.
Well, yeah.
I would love to see it.
We can't get Drew's teenage mugshots, but we can get his adult ones.
Let's see if I can pull it right now.
Oh, Drew's gonna pull some mugshots.
Yeah. He can get the newest. He can't get the classics.
Drew, if you get the mugshot, send it to me and I'll make it the show art.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll put the Cinema Crest Vista thing over your eye so people can't tell that it's you.
I'm really hoping it looks something like Nick Nolte.
Oh, no, it looks exactly like... Juicer Cogburn.
Yeah.
The
wanna open.
And then a big thing about this movie is that in this world, everyone is being recorded at all times. Everything you see, all your memories are recorded.
Yeah.
So not even your memories, your experiences. So if someone comes up to you and says, like, hey, did you drink this? And you're like, no, I didn't drink that, then they can just like, if they're a police officer, they can override your data banks to go into you and like pull up your memory and then show you like an hour ago drinking the thing. Like, look, we saw you. You're arrested, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, this movie is about someone committing murders and she's erasing all her data as it's happening. So people can't figure out who the murderer is, which is now an anomaly in this weird.
And now she doesn't know if she's. Okay.
Yeah. No, she knows what's going on, but Clive Owen is the one who's the investigator.
Oh, okay.
And it is. I wish it was better. It actually ended up being kind of boring. It's from the director of Andrew Niccol, who did movies like In Time, which was okay, with Justin Timberlake. And I think he did Gattaca as well, which is like, all right. But
I watched that. Yeah.
Yeah, but
my wife bought that. I don't know why.
Well, it was a popular movie when I came out.
I mean, it was a good movie, but like not exactly like a repeated watch kind of.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Not something you would watch over and over. And Anon does have good actors and an intriguing concept, but I don't know. It just didn't come together. I was pretty bored watching it, to be honest. I never want to be bored watching a movie, so.
No. And actually, it's really weird. I just, on Saturday, did What's the Fuss, and Black Mirror came up. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the few times that I don't care for the show.
Okay.
But I wholeheartedly understand, like, when people are blown away by it and, like, oh, I love this show. Like, I 100% get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, it's terrible. Why do you watch that? No. I understand. The quality is high. It's great. It's very unusual. I love the visual aspect of it. What bothers me about it is it almost comes across, like, preachy. And, like, if it's, like, each thing is, like, an hour long, right?
Or
is
it 30?
It's 30, okay.
I think so.
They kind of... There's always, you know, a central theme to it.
Yep.
And that, to me anyway, they just seem to keep giving examples over and over to, like, reinforce their theme to where it's like, I got this 8 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And anything past that, I'm like, I get it.
So you think it should be 10-minute episodes?
You're done. You're reiterating. You're kicking a dead horse. You did a good job of, you know what I mean? Like, you made me think.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, past 8 or 9 minutes...
You're past it.
I'm just going, you're done.
They're taking one episode and turning into a full movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Starring Robert Downey Jr.
Which one?
The one with Toby Kebbell, in which they all kind of similar to Anon. Everyone has these things in their eyes that record everything.
Oh, you were talking about that way. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It's pretty similar to what's going on in Anon, actually.
It is really cool. And that was the thing, too, is that with that one, I liked that one. But, again, like, less than halfway through. I'm like, wow, that was really amazing. Oh, there's more?
I like the way that one started, but of all the episodes, I did feel that one kind of lost steam because I knew where it was going. I was like, oh,
it's exactly. You know where it's going at that point. You're like, okay, I'm done. Yeah. Like, great job, though.
I also haven't watched any of the new Black Mirror whatsoever. Are you up on any of that Black Mirror, Drew?
I've watched like 3 episodes of the new season.
Of the newest one you have? Good? Yeah? No?
The first,
where are you putting it?
Oh, I'm like halfway through one of them because it didn't really get me.
Oh, wow.
So
you even stopped watching through part
two. Nobody gets you, Drew.
Yeah, I know.
Except me.
We get Drew.
And Chris.
We understand him.
So, no, yeah. I mean,
that's it, though.
I mean, there were the first 3 episodes were quite good. And then this one, for whatever reason, like the story hasn't.
Well, that's the thing with anthologies. You know, not every episode.
They don't
really
always get you.
They can't all be good. Yeah.
I am going back to watching the old Twilight Zones. There's so many of them, goddammit. But, man, some of those are really good.
Oh, they are. And they have all of them in completion, right? Most is it Netflix
of them.
Or Hulu?
Netflix has most of them.
Okay.
Hulu may have them, but Netflix has seasons like
Netflix,
1, 2, 3, 5. We're missing like a season or two.
And you're also missing the number 4.
That's what I'm saying. I think we answered Josh's question. Thanks, Josh. Anything else from the Vox Popper line?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Steve, you picked those number 7?
Yep.
All right, pick another number. Here we go.
Yay!
What's next?
Okay, we're going to do number 3. And that is... All right, I love it! Box office!
Box office, here we go.
Box office is always a good time. It's always educational.
Educational, we're talking about them dollar bills, y'all. Box office money falling from the ceiling. Here it comes down, pointed in me on the head. How that hurts now.
We're dropping silver dollars now, Chris.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the coins get bigger.
Yeah, making it hail.
They're painful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, making it hail. One of the rain.
Yeah. You just go to the strip club and start chucking quarters at bitches.
Yeah. Like, when we get big, we go to the club. We start throwing OBP cans. Full OBP cans.
Speaking of which, I need another OBP.
While you're over there,
grab
one.
What you got, Steve?
Hey, grab me one more in there, thanks.
I think we're gonna be emptying out all the OBP in that fridge.
I'm a gentleman and a scholar.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. Drew, go ahead.
It's neither of those things.
Start us with that top 5.
Number 5 this week, A Quiet Place. Made $6.4 million. Total $169 million.
Wait, who is that? What?
A Quiet Place making $169 million top.
On a budget of 17.
Up top.
It is almost
169.
Take that budget, multiply it by 10. That's how much money it made back.
That's crazy. Can you grab me an OBP squared?
Yes.
If you don't mind, since...
this will be great.
Those squared are too much for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too much for me.
I don't want to take your OBP.
I can't do it.
That's the Quiet Place air horn making $169 million. Thank you.
Number 4 this week.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we talk about A Quiet Place so much. I mean, what else are we gonna talk about?
Overboard made $10 million. Total of 30.
What did you guys think about that being made? Because I loved the original.
I love it too, but it's also, even though this word is overly used, a bit problematic in that it's about a dude who takes a woman with amnesia and tries to convince him, like, oh, you're my wife, let's have sex.
Yeah,
but they switched it, though. Because otherwise, if they didn't switch it, switch the roles, it would have been really weird.
But from what I've read, because I haven't seen the movie, so I can only go by what is, like, the word that is out there. Switching the genders didn't do anything for the weirdness factor of...
It just made it still super creepy.
It's still super creepy. It doesn't matter that it's a man doing it to a woman or a woman doing it to a man. It's still, like, not cool.
Which is funny, because at the time, even if you watch the original now, I don't feel that way.
Here's the thing about that original. Yes. Oh, I think, first off, okay, here are 2 things, Steve.
Uh-huh.
First off, we grew up watching it.
Yeah.
That's a movie from our time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we grew up with it.
The 80s.
The 80s, the wonderful 80s where PG movies had tits. And we
everybody was high on cocaine.
Everyone was high on cocaine, and we rooted for films in which dudes were trying to, like, sneak peeks at naked women through holes in the walls.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Porky's was all about a bunch of dudes trying to get into a strip club.
Yeah. With a character named Meat. You know?
Yes, exactly. All these movies. The 80s was prime, like, toxic masculinity, but wrapped up in, like, oh, just boys being boys, having fun kind of way.
Yeah.
Probably the cocaine helped a lot, like you said.
Boys will do cocaine.
So that's the number one reason why, for us, we go back and watch it now. It's like, this movie's fine. Look at him. Second thing, why the movie, if you watch it, especially that original. I haven't seen this one. Although I love Anna Faris. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn are charming as fuck.
And that's where they met.
Yes, and that's where they met. There's a reason why they fell in love, and they've been together since then. They have amazing chemistry. So watching that movie together and the way they acted with each other and then the way the characters fall in love and everything, it's like it's fantastic, and they're great in it. So, and then the whole thing where she designs like a mini golf course and that whole silly like subplot thing is so weird. And then it's such a part of its time in that one of the kids speaks only in Pee Wee Herman voice the whole time.
Yes.
Which is, if you watch it now, like this makes no sense.
Zero.
Imagine watching a movie now where
a kid only talks in Pee Wee Herman voice.
I was going to say only talks in like SpongeBob voice.
That'd be even weirder.
And then you watch it like 20 years later. It's like, why is he talking like an effeminate sponge? So I think it's weird.
That's weird.
I think it's kind of weird. So anyway, I like Anna Faris. So good, $30 million. I'm kind of surprised that it made $30 million though. That's a decent amount of money for.
It came in second, didn't it?
No, fourth. But what was it last week? Did it say
second? That's what I was saying. That's what it was.
That's why. Yeah. So it made a little bit of money. I think that's a star power of Anna Faris.
Oh, number three this week.
Number three.
Breaking In made $16.5 million.
That's a Gabriel Union.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel Union.
Sure.
Yep.
Black Mom whooping ass.
That's a Scat Man from Simon Time Trivia Show.
I'm a Scat Man.
Can you pull up the Rotten Tomatoes, please, for this movie? This is a movie I still haven't seen the marketing, but Anwar's.
Ooh, 27%.
No, the tomato scores are low. I would like to know what the consensus is.
4.3 critics consensus. Breaking In is proof that Gabriel Union deserves more leading roles, particularly in films that offer more than this rote, disposable action thriller.
So apparently she's a mother in a house where she gets like thrown out of the house, but the kids are still inside, and she's trying to get back inside her house, and people are like terrorizing the kids or something.
Okay.
Basically, the kids get kidnapped. She's outside trying to get back in.
Trying to get back into her own house. That is made out of glass. That's what Anwar said.
I don't know.
I mean, if the house is really made out of glass,
and start throwing bricks.
Our guest last week. Steve, you listened to our episode last week?
Last week we had
Mr. Superstar himself, Anwar Superstar. That is,
Anwar Superstar.
That's, Yassim. What's his name? Yassim. What's Mos Def's name now?
I don't know.
It's Mos Def's brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, most of his brother.
He makes vegan cookies.
And he makes vegan cookies that are for sale, and they're blown up in places around town. And he also, none of his mixtapes are online. He doesn't have any online presence.
So he's working on
none of his stuff is online. Wait, so he's like, I'm working on it. But he also CDs? Wants to do a podcast with one of his brothers. Another brother. Yeah.
But from the same mother.
Yeah, from the same family, I believe. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I know I didn't ask. But he was telling us about his younger brother, the one he was trying to race.
Oh yeah.
Or not racing, but he just went running with. And his brother is just like natural heart health because he's 20 years old.
That's the way it works.
He's a super cool dude. Well, we had a lot of fun. That was our last week's episode. But I was like, we don't know what this movie is. And he was like, oh, it's this happens. I was like, alright, cool, thanks bro. Appreciate it.
Number two this week.
We're on number two already.
Life of the Party.
It's wild stuff.
Made $18.5 million.
Funny thing about the Life of the Party marketing, we saw the trailer for this the week before the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
What movie did we see it in front of?
I don't know, but afterwards...
We saw two Melissa McCarthy trailers in a row.
But right afterwards, it was the other Melissa McCarthy
trailer. The one where she's the writer, Lee Israel.
Yeah. I think no matter what she does, I love her.
I'm a fan. I wouldn't say no matter what she does, because I didn't think Identity Thief was good.
Well, what I mean is I don't think she could ever do something so terrible that I would, like, turn on her and be like, oh, she sucks.
Oh, sure.
It's not that she can't do no wrong.
Even in the bad movie, she's doing her thing, which I get.
Yeah.
But there's other movies that she's in where I think she's great and the movies are great. I think that movie Spy is super underrated.
I need to see that.
It's really underrated, man.
I'm glad you say that. The only reason I didn't see it was because it seems like one of those movies that big stars... would make, and when I say big stars, like comedic stars, like when you see like a Will Ferrell movie come out and you see the previews and you're like, there is a chance that like it's something everybody will be quoting and it'll be amazing and I'll buy the DVD or it could be the dumbest shit ever.
This one occupies the middle ground where it's great, it's well made and it's super funny and like it didn't catch on the way it really should
have. Usually not a middle ground kind of deal.
Jason Statham is hysterical in it as a
he
is pretty much like all his action movie characters rolled into one.
Nice.
He's hysterical. And then what I really appreciated about the movie, Melissa McCarthy's character, you would think watching the movie that even going into it, a lot of the humor is going to be based on her being fat, but she's trying to be a spy. There's not a single fat joke in the movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
There are jokes about her appearance and that she's not, like, immediately attractive, you know, but nothing about her being overweight or anything. It was actually very interesting to wear it on. It's really good. People need to check that one out. I like Melissa McCarthy. But again, I looked up the Rotten Tomatoes score 41%. On this one. 41%. I was like, it needs to be at least in the high 60s for me to use my movie pass to go see it. And it was in the 40s when I looked at it. What's the consensus? Something about her being likable, the movie being meh?
The script is awful.
So that sums up script.
That'll
awful.
Hinder things.
The trailer didn't look good. She goes back to college as a mom, and her daughter's at the college at the same time. Yeah. It looks like they found a script from the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this was supposed to star Chris Farley. Let's just swap the genders and put Melissa McCarthy in
and
there.
Take out all the drugs.
Did they take out the drugs? Well, the drugs are in there, and they're just not in the trailers. There could be drugs in there. But, I mean, Chris Farley definitely insisted on that. The drugs need to be real.
Yeah.
I'm an actor. So that was number two, Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
For how much did it make?
18.
And number three, how much?
16.
So over $30 million between number two and three. That's not bad. The number one movie isn't like completely destroying
it's still
these
almost,
small little films.
It's still like it still took up 48% of the box office this week.
Yeah, sure, but these movies are still, they are finding, I'm interested in when these little movies come out in the wake of something gigantic. Can they find their audiences? Is this what they were expecting? $30 million for Overboard. They may be in line with what they were kind of expecting with that. Was this an 18, almost $20 million for Melissa McCarthy? They maybe wanted a couple million more. But again, it wasn't marketed that hard. Because we see a lot of movies, true.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But then that number one movie, man.
Avengers Infinity War made another $61.8 million. Total of $547 domestic.
Ay, ay, ay.
Another $1 billion foreign.
Ay, ay, ay.
So we're at $1.6 billion.
That's a lot of money.
After 3 weeks.
That is a lot of money.
Making it number five all time.
1.6 is number five all time. All right. Like we said on here, 1.8 is looking like the number we were putting in that. Looking like 1.8 is going to be the minimum for sure. Could it break two? That'll be interesting.
We will find out.
We will find out. Now we have a couple of movie juggernauts coming out in the next few weeks that are really going to suck up a lot of that
oh,
money.
Yeah.
So box office-wise, Avengers, their legs are going to be sort of cut out from under it by partially their own overlords. But we'll talk about that when we get to that segment of the show. Because this is the remix episode, Steve.
Yeah.
We need you to pick the next segment. Here we go.
I'm going
to
do number nine.
Number nine.
Lightning round.
Oh, shit.
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
You were right on that.
Here we go, Steve. I got 10 questions, and I need 10 answers. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Drew, set that clock. Go. Number one. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the tallest mountain in the world?
Kilimanjaro.
Number two, which weighs more, a pound of nothingness or a sack of broken dreams?
Oh, wow. It depends on how big your sack is, but I have a lot of broken dreams.
Are they heavy?
Oh, very, very heavy.
But those will weigh more than a pound of nothingness.
I'm going to go with, I think so.
Number three, what is red and smells like blue paint?
Red paint.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Number four.
I love that.
Why don't blind people skydive?
Because they could just be being lied to and just be standing in front of a giant fan.
That's true. Number five. How did the hipster burn his mouth?
I don't know. I don't hang out with hipsters.
Do you know, Drew?
Exploding vape pen.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Exploding vape pen. Okay, there you go. Screw right. you.
Number six. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Because they're extinct.
Number seven. What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
Number eight.
No, it'd be the C.
Number
eight. Oh, shit. I like that way better because it's harder.
What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
Get out of my neighborhood.
Number nine. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
I'm particularly proud of that last one.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Wait, Winnie the Pooh.
What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
Everybody knows who they is, but who they are, but most people can't quote either one of them.
Okay, and number 10, what did the left eye say to the right eye?
Are you seeing this?
There you go. All done. All right, Steve. What's the next on the...
All right. And by the way, you know the last time I went to a theater to see a movie, I was with you guys.
When we saw Phantom Thread.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you didn't like the other digital projection.
Yes, number 6, Netflix.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Cinema Crespediso streaming.
That's right, we're doing a Cinema Crespediso streaming Pick of the Week. We have options from Hulu, Amazon, Netflix. They're all in the Crespediso Randomizer 9000.1. Steve just used it. He's going to let us know. What is this week's pick, Steve? Go ahead.
This week's pick is Booty Call, and it is on Hulu.
Wow, talking about a movie of the times.
Yes, Booty Call. Fantastic. I love this movie.
And it's available on Hulu and Crackle.
And on Crackle as well. Jamie Foxx. Vivica A. Fox. No relation.
Right.
Tommy Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who the chick is, who the other chick is.
Oh, Tamala Jones.
Yeah, she never got popular. Nope. Booty Call is about two dudes trying to get out with two chicks all night. And it's just like the shenanigans of this going wrong. At one point, Jamie Foxx and Vivica Foxx are close. They're like pretty much doing it, but they gotta stop. They gotta go to the store, get some dental dams. Ain't no dental dams. They gotta get some saran wrap. Man,
At the end, I'm pretty sure he's like saran wrap mummy.
He saran wraps himself.
Like his whole body.
My favorite bit of the movie is when he saran wraps himself.
His whole body.
And it's amazing.
And he just.
Yeah. And he's trying to, he's trying to lick. He has one arm loose. And then it really is an underappreciated, amazing bit of physical comedy. Tommy Davidson managing to saran wrap his entire body.
Yeah. And still, like, trying to get some.
It's like, it's a, I guess you could call it a farce type of comedy because it is so, like, heightened at times.
It is.
Like, when they go to the store and it gets robbed.
Yeah. It is. It's weird, though, because at the time, like, Vivica A. Fox was, like, totally above this type of movie.
You would think so. Like, for Jamie Foxx, he was still on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he had the Jamie Foxx show.
Yeah.
Tommy Davidson's coming off In Living Color.
Yep.
Vivica A. Fox was doing movies.
Was this... Right.
She'd been doing movies.
Yeah.
This was after, I'm guessing, Idle Hands. I loved her.
I think it's right around the same time. May have been even... the same year or the year before. We're talking between the years 96 and 98, these movies, right? Idle Hands.
Yeah, that is about right. Yeah.
They're right around the same time.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't think it was in the 2000s at all.
No, definitely not 2000s. No.
But I mean, close,
mid to late
though.
90s.
Like,
mid to late 90s.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm thinking like 97, 98. Oh, did you look it up? Or
no, she was up. It says right there.
Okay.
It says 97.
So there you go. Man, Booty Call is a fun, ridiculous little movie. The type of thing where some people might hedge their bet sort of and be like, oh, it's a guilty pleasure, that type of thing. I don't believe in guilty pleasures. Booty Call gives me pleasure. And it should give you pleasure as well. Dobie P. Square's kicking in. It should give you pleasure as well. It's a fantastic movie. I really enjoy it. It's a great piece of 90s.
You know what? I'm going to have one.
Yeah, Steve's going to do it. It's a great piece of 90s pop culture, too, because you see the styles and the music and like the crazy... Jamie Foxx has these crazy, like,
silly little braids. Beads and shit.
Yeah, that was really popular at the time.
90s, man.
So 90s. There you go, Booty Call. On the Hulus and
the Crackles.
And the Crackles. Shout outs to Vivica A. Foxx. She was in one of them Sharknadoes.
Yeah, she was.
She was in one of them Sharknadoes. All right, Steve, what's next? Here we go.
All right. We have number 8.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got Billy D.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
Ow! You're metal, dude! We're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right, it's time for Billy D's Death at the Movie.
Yeah.
now he's doing the evil frog voice from all this weird death metal that he listens to.
This is great pod.
Oh man, it's the best pod.
Yeah.
Hey, no one pods better than we pod. The numbers show it.
You gotta cast those pods.
You see how much money we're pulling in? That shows how successful we are.
See how many pods we're casting?
You see how all the pods?
Tell me it ain't so.
You know what fills up all those pods?
What?
Those pods are
tent.
Yes. Stuffed with tent.
I knew it was going.
Stuffed with tent. The tent is leaking out of the sides of it. There's so much tent. And we're slinging it. We're just slinging it all over the place. Billy D is our...
Tent everywhere.
This episode brought to you by Tent. Get used to it. The our New York City senior correspondent is Billy D. You can find him all over the interwebs at I Love Blood, for example, on the Twitters or the Instagrams. Also, he just started an Instagram account for his photos. Billy D.
Just
snaps. Well, no, because he has an Instagram. That's his I Love Blood Instagram, and it's his private one.
Right. No, but I'm just surprised he hasn't. Like, you know.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he's been taking photos for a while, like really good photos. So he started an Instagram account that's just his pictures and stuff, mostly of him walk around New York City, which is, you know, instant production value when you're taking pictures in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you walk around downtown Orlando, you take about your dozen pictures, and then you're like, oh, that's it. That's all the ways I can frame this little bit of fake metropolis. Now, before we go to Conway and take a picture of an old gas station that used to be a vape shop, but it will soon be a barbershop.
Like tomorrow, or maybe tacos.
Or maybe a barbershop taco shop, a barber taco shop. Who wants hair under tacos? Who wants hair tacos?
You do.
Hand raised.
I'm still trying to get used to like having long hair because I've never cut it. Like I've grown it out this
long
for the
first
time. Yeah, your
hair is quite long. Yeah, it's looking good, man.
I'm still getting used to it.
It's fun, right?
And every once in a while when I'm eating, like I'll be like, oh, what's in this? And it's because it's my hair.
Yeah, yeah, your hair.
It's your gross hair.
You learn to recognize your own hair.
Yeah.
Quickly.
I'm going to sue some. Oh.
I'm going to sue myself. Thank you.
And my hair has finally like gotten long again. Longish. It's pretty long. And
Chris, you're rocking bandanas.
And I'm rocking bandanas to keep it out of my eyes, and then also for style. And I ain't gonna deny it's also for style. And the I'm like starting to find hairs again, like on the floor and stuff. My like, god damn it, where's it? Oh, it's just me. I'm the only one living here.
Yep.
And then when my brother moves in, he's got short hair anyway, so it's still not gonna be like I can blame on him.
Nope.
Like, are these your giant pubes?
What is up, my dudes?
My brother has long pubes hanging out at the bottom of his shorts.
It's gross.
It's pretty gross.
I had a busy edit week up here, so I had to choose my media time carefully. In one case, I chose poorly. But in another, I chose super well.
Oh, okay.
I caught Invasion on Chestnut Ridge.
All right, I would say this is the one he chose poorly.
On Amazon. I chose it because it was lumped in with a bunch of algorithm recommendations from when I watched some alien invasion movies and found footage stuff. Claimed to be based on a true story, I was like, show me what you got.
Show me what you've got.
It did not have anything. I thought this was a mockumentary / found footage film for way too long. I kept waiting for the plot to kick in, but nope. It was a legit doc about a region of Appalachia that has aliens and Bigfoots and other paranormal weirdery. It was so dry, and one guy they interviewed was wearing a Second Amendment t-shirt, literally a graphic tee that just said Second Amendment across the chest in patriotic fonts. Like, fuck you, guy. I know you love guns already. You're a mountain man who's seen a Bigfoot. I didn't think you liked poetry.
Damn, Bill, hashtag triggered.
Alex Jones would love this movie. After that, I watched a couple episodes a time of Agretsuko on Netflix.
Oh, Agretsuko?
Agretsuko.
Fuck yeah, Agretsuko.
I've never heard that name before.
We'll be talking about that.
At 15 minutes an episode, this show is perfect for watching on the go. Mm-hmm. It's about an adorable red panda who works at an office and has to hide how filled with rage she is. You've seen this.
Yeah.
She's too nice, has complications with her boss, and all the other animals in the office make her do their work. And she's looking for her place in the world. Then after work, she goes to a karaoke bar and screams her fucking guts out to some death metal. The show is fucking great. Fantastic story, cute animation, hilarious death metal songs, and in general leaves you feeling happy when it's over. In our world of competition?
All right, just start over. What's up, my dudes?
In our world of competitively trying to fit in, it reminds you that being yourself is the first step to happiness, even if you're fucking metal as fuck.
And that was a Drew do-over.
Yep. Can't recommend enough.
Death metal forever. Stay cool, Billy D.
Stay cool, Bill. We appreciate it. Agritsetku. Her name is Retsetku.
Yep.
But she's Agritsetku. She's aggressive.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I just like the name.
Just like, it's a great name. Just like Bill described, she's a cute little panda. When she's at work, she's like, how you doing? I am. I'm so
very
nice.
Submissive.
It's so great. Yeah. And then her boss, who's a big, literally a pig, everyone like treats her like shit. Then she goes to the bathroom, pulls a microphone out of her purse, and then she starts screaming like death metal. And they have to like subtitle it because they can't understand what he's saying.
Who put this out?
It's a Netflix original show. It is Japanese made, but it's a Netflix original show.
That's what I like about Netflix. They're really, you know, like picking up some stuff that I don't think
networks
would do. You know what I mean? They're taking chances.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, when I pulled it up, I was like, oh, is this a Cartoon Network show? Exactly. Is this an Adult Swim show?
Yeah, because they do that shit.
It does feel like Adult Swim, but yes, they are.
Whoa.
Guys, it is time for Chris Reed's Sexy Poems. I didn't know. I forgot to tell you, this is my. I was going to break in the middle of a segment with a surprise segment. To Chris Reed's Sexy Poem segment. Here we go.
Ooh.
Here we go. Hold on, my sexy poem. You guys ready?
Fuck.
Here we go. This one is called Ode to Sexy Drew. Oh, sexy juicer. How I love your keister. I want you to call me Meester. When you shove your big old feaster.
It ended. I got this one.
.. I love you.
Nice! I thought you were gonna go, like, into your butt. Like, you know, to not rhyme.
That was our new segment, Chris Reed's Sexy Poems. If you want to submit your sexy poems for me to read, cinemacrespedito@gmail.com. Ron, I'm talking to you, Ron.
Yeah, do it early and often, Ron. Also, write in for the segment.
I was gonna say, Netflix takes chances for sure,
yeah,
100%. And
I think that's what's making it work.
It is, but then also, but they're taking so many chances. Like they're making so many things that you can't. How can anyone watch it all?
Nobody can keep up.
No one. It's impossible to keep up. I'm checking to see.
We need to get some AI in on that shit.
I was gonna say I can't wait for the second season of what is it? I think it's on Hulu. It's Future Man. Dude. You know what? I think it might be Amazon.
Okay.
But Future Man, they have one season out.
Is it animated?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. They have one season out, and I think it's like 10, 12 episodes, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got the go-ahead for season two.
Okay.
I watched all of season one twice.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never done that for any other show.
Future Man.
It's so good.
Recommending Future Man.
It's hilarious.
All right. And it's hilarious.
Somebody gets jizzed on in the first episode. Like, they really just go in.
Right.
But I mean, it's not all... like,
anything where anyone gets jizzed on, I'm all in.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not the only type of humor there is. It's you know, it's a lot of it. But, you know.
A lot of jizz humor.
But, yeah.
Here's a little bit of... here's the theme song for Agritsetku. And then what happens is every episode, this part of this song is like the part that they use. And then she has different lyrics that pertain to what she's dealing with in that episode, whatever she's bad about. Mm. So they play like the same songs over and over, but then she's singing different lyrics and stuff. But it's a lot of fun.
It kind of reminds me, do you remember Unikitty from the Lego Movie?
Yes, when she gets mad.
Exactly. She's got her own cartoon on the Cartoon Network now.
Does she really?
Where when she flips out, it gets all fucking super metal.
What?
Yeah.
I want to watch her show.
It's fun.
I should watch it. Is it on the Netflix or anything? Oh, I just,
no, like I said, it's on
just
the...
put up on the Spectrum bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Agritsetku is Drusik, Billy D's plus pick as opposed to... Invasion on Chestnut Ridge, which he said is a big old...
That sounds like a big old euphemism.
A big old euphemism, yeah. Invasion on Poop Hill is what they should have called it. They should have just called this, here's an hour and a half stink fest. We appreciate you, Bill. Thank you, sir. You are the best. follow him all over the place at Isle of Blood. Steve, what are you huffing on over there? What flavor are we doing?
It is Bavarian cream.
This guy drew with his Bavarian cream. Mm. Does it smell like a donut innards to you?
It does.
It smells like donut innards.
Donut innards.
All right, Steve, what's our next remix pick? Here
this
we go.
Is, dude, this is fun.
This
as
is
shit.
A fun way to do it, right?
Oh, yeah. Dude, this is great. Oh, number two, Dr. Drew.
Whoa!
You must be Doc Holliday.
Well, that's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
That's right here with your prescription for life as Dr. Drew. Drew Sikogman, take it away.
Well, Chris, this is pretty much the last weekend before the summer movie season officially starts.
Oh, you think so? I thought it started already.
All these big ones just start coming out of the woodwork.
They start rolling.
I mean, yeah, the Avengers came out.
Rolling.
But that's still terrible. I mean, it's... Avengers came out before May, right?
April?
Yeah.
So...
a week early.
April's not summer, man.
April's not summer.
I mean, motherfuckers are still getting hit with winter storms.
Motherfucker.
Well, technically, I mean, summer doesn't start till June, right?
Mm-hmm.
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
Technically.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so last weekend before all the nonsense starts, take this chance to do whatever it was you were going to do with your life before summer movie season. Because summer movie season is about to be here, and you're about to spend all your money. So, get on it. Cogburn out.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go. Take the chance before summer movie zone. Although that does remind me, Drew. Summer is here. Make sure you have a summer. Do you have any summer plans?
No, although I need to take a vacation.
Yeah, man.
I need to.
Take advantage of the summer and summer it up. I am going to try to hit the beach at least one time, which for some people, that's laughable to think of the idea of going to the beach so few times to make it a summer.
Yes, I don't go to the beach a lot either.
I don't go to the beach a lot either. I burn easily. I have to really slather myself with goop. I went to the East Coast last year. Yes, you know what, Drew? Let's go to the West Coast at some point. And let's beach it up some weekend.
Mm-hmm. I'll write off my taxes.
Well, Drew write off on his taxes. I will just have to schedule a whole weekend worth of recordings, like around it. We'll figure that out. That's a problem, Drew. 7 days a week. But, yeah, it's summer. Make sure you guys do your summer stuff. Enjoy the summer. Don't let summer slip away, because next thing you know, fall's here and your summer's over.
Yeah, there's a Screeching Weasel song about that.
About enjoying your summer,
mm-hmm.
and loving the summer. Mm-hmm. Don't let the summer go away.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's like, don't let it slip through your fingers kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly, because it's fleeting. Summers are fleeting. Falls, winters, they got their things about them that they bring that are cool. Everyone likes Thanksgiving and stuff. So. But, I mean, come on.
I love Thanksgiving.
It's fucking summer, man.
Yeah, time for them hurricanes.
Time for them hurricanes. Well, no, hurricanes, that's late summer.
Well, for me, a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, summer. But, like, I feel like in Florida, it's like, oh, summer. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, it's already hot.
Sure,
you
but
know what I mean? Like,
it's about to get aggressively hot.
I look forward to winter when I, you know.
But for different things, though. I'm looking for winter just to be like, oh, it's not so hot anymore. But when summer's here, I'm like, time to get summer. Time to get your summer on.
Gotta get some lemonade.
Yeah, let's get some lemonade. I'm gonna ingest sugar in liquid form.
Yeah, that is not a euphemism. Lemonade is awesome.
Yeah, literally, I'm not trying to get peed on. Use some lemonade.
Can it be both?
Thank you, Drew.
Can.
Thank you, Drew. We appreciate it. For Drew Cogburn's $0.02 to the week
of stuff.
Yeah.
Steve, what's next?
Okay, we're gonna do number five.
Oh shit!
It is movie news.
Oh, here we go.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about
navigating
the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beans?
That's right, time for the most important segment in all of podcasting, the Cinema Crespedito Movie News segment. New season of Flip or Flop starting on HGTV featuring divorced couple.
Oh, God.
It's going to be amazing, guys. Check it out. It's fantastic. Looking forward to the tension, the on-screen tension. But first, we need a Justin Bieber update. Steve Etchie, what's up with the Biebs?
Oh, God, Biebs is actually on the first episode of that.
Yeah, Flip or Flop.
Is he flipping or is he flopping?
Oh, he's doing both.
I'm so excited.
Oh my
He's doing the worm.
He's gonna flip and then flop.
He's gonna flip and flop as the worm.
Yeah.
Between a divorced couple still working together.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
He's gonna flip flop and fuck them both.
I am into it. Thank you for the Biebs update, guys. Bill and Ted 3. We've been talking about it for a while. It is officially happening. Bill and Ted Face the Music, Steve.
That's unbelievable. Movie. I can't, like, I never would have seen that coming.
Well, here's the thing. Keanu Reeves has been talking this movie up for years.
He's been wanting to do it.
And that's happened a lot, though, where somebody signed out, oh, yeah, no, at some point, we're going to do this movie, and it just doesn't happen.
But the thing is, what you would think would, stereotypically, with something like Bill and Ted 3, you would think, like, Alex Winter, the other guy would be the ones, like, oh, let's make this, get this made.
Exactly.
And then Keanu Reeves would be like,
as the big star, being like, I got other shit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm beyond the character of Bill S. Preston, you know. Like,
which, I love that he's the opposite. Like, I want to do this.
He wants to do it, and he thinks that they have a great idea, which is, and this is an idea they've been kicking around for, like, a decade, and I like that they're still doing it. The song that they're supposed to write that changes the world and makes the world a better place, the universe a better place.
Never happened.
They never write it because they got writer's block, stage fright. The fact that they were told they were going to do it prevents them from doing it. So now they're in the middle age. They never wrote the song. They're confronted with that reality. And they have to do something
about
it.
Happens to me. If I tell too many people, like, yeah, I'm totally going to do this, that kind of thing. You know, whether it's like a song or a short film or what. The more people I tell, the less likely I'm actually going to do it.
There you go.
Not on purpose, obviously.
But just the way it is.
Yep.
Guys, Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Huge social media presence, right? His Instagrams and all that stuff. Very big social media follow. He has, through his contract, when you hire him to be in your movie...
Mm-hmm.
Do you also want him to do social media posts about your movie?
Oh.
Because if you do...
It's going to cost you a cool $1 million.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he has a $1 million social media fee now built into all his contracts.
Smart man.
Yeah.
That is incredibly smart.
I think it's very smart. He deserves it. He is a great follow anyway. And there you go. From now on, though, keep that in mind. Whenever he promotes his movies or how great of an experience it was.
He got paid.
He got paid specifically, not just to be in the movie, but $1 million to talk about how great the movie is. So, yeah. We love him. But
well worth the money, I'm sure, though. Like, advertiser-wise?
Oh, yes. I think so. Yeah, way more better than spending money on the TV commercials and whatnot. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Except for Vanilla Sky when Tom Cruise did the that late night infomercial shit.
I don't remember that.
Oh, dude. I believe it was for Vanilla Sky.
Yeah.
He did. And I mean, we're talking like the full, you know how those things, those infomercials are like hours long?
Yeah, they can be. Yeah.
Okay. They did that, but Tom Cruise. So like people, and they put it in that usual slot.
Like
so
2 in the morning.
So people are up at 2 or 3 in the morning. All of a sudden it comes on and they're like, what? And he does hours of it.
That's crazy.
And he's, I forgot what he's selling. I mean,
it probably relates to the movie.
Yeah. But so subtly, though.
Wow.
Like, you could watch it for an hour before you really get into where, you know what I mean? Like, he's dropping little hints, but I mean, it's not like beating you over the head an ad. It was
amazing.
It's
gotta be on the YouTubes or something,
right?
Oh,
no, it is. It is. Yeah,
okay.
It's amazing.
I'm gonna watch that later. Jordan Peele. He made Get Out. Huge deal.
Still need to see it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's great. Well made. Made a lot of money. He won awards. He has this next movie lined up. It's called... Us. Even has a poster already.
That reminds me, and this has just because of the word us. I was gonna say if we have a minute, because like it's totally. I mean, it's related, but
very simple poster.
The you remember the when the Super Bowl happened?
Yep.
Then right afterwards, they had the season finale of This Is Us.
Yes.
Okay. I don't watch the show.
That was huge.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't watch the show, but I it's big, so I've heard of it, so whatever, right. You know? And they were pumping it up, you know, throughout the thing. Okay, they had to have, I mean, this never could have been done except to, you know, in today's technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved this because I don't expect a lot of people to notice, but it ended, they go to the TV show. And in the first, I'd say probably, I think 5 minutes, there's a woman, she's talking on the phone to somebody, and she is watching the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
In like, I think it was like the third quarter or something.
Yeah.
So they had to superimpose that, like, literally like 45 minutes before it aired.
Mm-hmm.
That's insanely awesome. It was, that is so cool.
It was the same Super Bowl?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
I mean, and you literally, like, and it's not even super prominent on the screen,
yeah.
But it's not blurry. Like, in certain shots, like, if you're looking at the screen,
yeah.
It was literally third quarter, happened 45 minutes ago, and they just took it and that's put pretty, it right in there. I love that. Isn't it nuts?
Yeah, that's wild. That is wild. Man. Well, I said, how do we get this? Oh, because the movie's called Us, and you thought this is Us. Jordan Peele's movie is called Us. He has a new movie. His next movie is coming out, and it is starring... Where's my story? It is starring already people. It's starring people, Drew.
Already people starring.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Good job.
It is starring Winston Duke and Lupita Nyong'o.
Nice.
Lupita? I like that name.
Yeah, Lupita's great. She's been popping up in a lot of stuff lately, and she's going to be in John Woo's remake of his own movie, The Killer.
But it's something that, like, if you use a Spanish accent, it's really fun to say. We're like,
Lupita.
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 But their last name's super African, with the Nyong'o, with the apostrophe G, apostrophe O.
Lupita Kango.
Lupita Nyong'o. Winston Duke broke out in Black Panther. He plays Man-Ape in that movie, and he's fantastic in it. So they're going to be in his new movie called Us, which is about, where is it? It focuses on a pair of couples, one black, one white.
Uh-oh. Danger ensues.
And let's see, I think that's it.
That's a very great couple.
That's all it's really about. It is being produced by Blumhouse, and on the poster, it says on the top of the poster, a new nightmare from the mind of Academy Award winner Jordan Peele.
So it's gonna be horror.
So going back to the social horror type thing.
Apparently, like I said, I haven't seen it, but I know he did just an amazing job at that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I kind of didn't want him to do another horror or anything like that. Like, I wanted him to kind of go back to being funny, do some funny stuff, and then do it again.
Oh, but he has said for the longest time his interest is in horror, even when he was making a TV show.
Yeah.
He said back then, he's like, I want to make horror movies, which I found surprising. I was like, wow.
Very surprising.
Like, I didn't know he had this in him. Jordan Peele wants to make a very specific type of movie.
Yeah.
And then when he made Get Out and it got really popular, he was like, I want to continue making these types of movies. Social issue related horror films and thrillers and stuff like that.
I just don't want him to turn his back on comedy, you know, because it's kind of like, I would love to see Jim Carrey do, you know, the type of movie he used to do.
A broad comedy.
Yeah, now I'm not saying...
But then he ended up with a Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. But basically what I'm getting at, though, is like, you know when like somebody takes a sharp turn that you're a huge fan of, and what they do is still good, but you want what they did, you want more of what they did do, you'd like him to do both.
Yeah,
you really.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll tell you this for sure. You'll probably never get Jordan Peele in front of a camera again.
No.
Really?
Yeah. He already said that he's done. He never really wanted to be in front of a camera.
He was in the Childish Gambino video.
That wasn't him.
You sure? It looks just like him.
You're
just being racist.
Dude, it looks just like him.
I don't count that.
I almost swear that's him right in the middle of the choir.
And then you're just being racist.
I don't think so.
You're just being like, all black people look alike.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of people thought the dude playing guitar in the beginning of the video is Trayvon Martin's dad, and it's really this dude from Chicago who's a blues guitarist from Chicago.
And Trayvon's uncle.
That'd be funny.
I'm not his dad. You guys are racist. I'm his uncle.
I'm his dad's brother. I'm his dad's twin brother.
Exactly.
Twist.
That'd be amazing.
That would be hysterical. Anyway, Dwayne Johnson getting paid. Oh, yeah, Jordan Peele, Us getting made. I only bring this up because we reported on it previously.
Mm-hmm.
Fox TV. They have the TV show Lethal Weapon. They had to shut down production.
I totally forgot about that, actually.
Yeah, well, it's on TV, and it's sort of popular. The guy who plays Martin Riggs, Damon Wayans is playing the Danny Glover role. Mm-hmm. The dude who plays the Martin Riggs role, he's been apparently a bit of a handful on set.
I hate that.
And it got to the point where him and Damon Wayans weren't talking, where Damon Wayans really wasn't talking to him. And Fox has made the decision to cut ties with this guy, so they are looking to recast Martin Riggs on the Lethal Weapon TV show. So any fans of the Lethal Weapon TV show, get ready for a new Martin Riggs.
And let's be honest, Danny Glover isn't doing anything.
Daniel Larusso ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
But no, but Damon Wayans is still there. He's not going anywhere.
Right, okay.
That'd be funny. Yeah, it's Danny Glover to play Martin Riggs.
The Wayans look like they all seem like really nice guys.
They do.
Okay. They're awful.
Hard workers.
They're awful?
They're awful.
What do you mean they're all? Mean they're art, they're comedy?
Yeah, they're not funny.
I like some of their stuff.
Here, I was going to say, that's just the thing. They're not the type that I'd be like, no, they're always awful, every time, all the time.
Yeah.
No, no, no. They've done some funny stuff.
Sure.
In general, like it's like kind of how, you know, the unfunny person in your group of friends all of a sudden says something hilarious, and you're like, oh my God.
Oh, he's got one in him.
It's that.
I think they have more than that. In Living Color was a Wayans show. It's produced by Keenan Ivory.
I think that was their, like, that
the,
was...
Maybe. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. They produced that.
Well, here's the
thing. That's maybe one of the best black satires out there. It's like that and Black Dynamite are it for black satire.
And nowadays, though, I feel like White Chicks is what embodies who they are right now.
White Chicks is the nadir.
Keenan Ivory Wayans was the only one that actually had talent. Everyone else...
People like Damon.
Riding in the coattails.
No, Damon was still funny. He had his own characters on Living Color that were good.
And I think he's the most known of all the Wayans.
Damon is the most known of all of them. He's the one who got most popular with movies. He had a legit run of movies in the 90s where he was like the star of them.
Well, and I was going to say, he's also got great acting chops. I mean, you know, I saw... Requiem. Holy...
Marlon.
Marlon.
That's Marlon, yeah.
No. Oh, that was Marlon?
Marlon's got the chops, apparently.
Marlon has actual acting talent.
Okay, I was going to say, I haven't seen the movie
in years. Doesn't use it.
Yeah,
he just doesn't use it.
I mean, wow. Like, that was a great performance.
He can he can be an amazing dramatic actor if you want. So
well,
he chooses
a totally different thing, you know?
He chooses instead to do a really broad comedy that a lot of people don't like. But he finds it funny, so I kind of respect him for just doing what
totally
he finds funny.
I totally respect that.
Yeah. I mean, he's making money doing it.
And he's also making money doing it, yeah.
Yeah, I love the idea of, like, you know what? I find this funny.
Yeah.
I'm going with this. This is my brand of comedy.
I remember liking Scary Movie when it came out.
I loved Scary Movie.
Yeah.
It just... Scary Movie 2... still good.
I don't think I saw the second one. I definitely didn't see the third one.
Anything past there.
They also changed. I think with Scary Movie 3, it stopped being the Wayans and it went to the Xanax. The guys who did.
The Xanax?
Airplane and all the Leslie Nielsen movies.
Oh, you're talking about the Zucker brothers.
Zuckers. Xanax or someone else. The Zuckers. They gave it to them.
I cannot believe
but they,
I corrected you
but they,
in a movie related.
Hey, you know.
Happens all the time.
Look,
yeah, you know,
I feel like I feel like I'm glowing right now.
And they've been doing stuff since Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Airplane was their best movie.
Yeah. Well,
although Naked Gun movies are
still
I was
going to say,
too.
God, I don't know. But here's the thing, though. The other thing with that is I don't feel like that's been replicated properly.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, like, I love those movies, but they stood alone. Now, the closest that you can get is the Scary Movies and all that kind of stuff. But they, but the only reason Scary Movie, like, they tailor it too closely to whatever the latest horror movies that came out and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, whereas, Airplane, like, you say Airplane stands alone, but it is a remake of a film, Airplane.
No, well, no, what I mean by that is, the not Scream, but, you know, Scary Movie movies.
Yeah.
Are all of the jokes,
yeah,
almost all the jokes, you know, are encapsulated in jokes pertaining to horror movies that recently came out for that. Whereas, like,
sure.
so when I say Airplane, what I mean is that it was just people on a plane.
Not necessarily. Airplane has a whole sequence based on Saturday Night Fever. Airplane has an opening based on Jaws.
Like, yeah.
Those are movies popular in the 70s. They just happen to also be known now because they're so popular.
Yeah, I just think that their pop culture references, they were there, but...
Here's the thing. Okay, how about this? I bet you're not even catching the pop culture references in Airplane because that's their culture, right? For example...
Well, and it's from a long time ago,
yeah, exactly. So you may remember this joke. There's, in the beginning of the movie, Stryker, the dude who's there, the pilot, he shows up at the airport, like he hijacks a taxi pretty much. And then he parks the taxi there, and the dude's sitting in the back seat. And then at the end of the movie, he's still sitting in that taxi, and the meter's running, and he's sitting there waiting for his driver.
Yeah.
That guy is, like, at the time, in 70 whatever year that came out, was, like, a known dude. That was a pop culture joke of the time.
Yeah.
And that was directly referencing something that happened at that time, which now we have no reference for. So now it's his own joke of a dude just sitting in a taxi.
I was going to say, but see, that's just the thing. That's the difference, is that it's still a joke.
Mm.
Like, even if you strip all that away, the fact that the guy's still in a taxi is hilarious. And the meter's running?
So what I think with Scary Movie, if you show it to people 10, 15 years from now, and you take away the reference points...
Yes. It doesn't...
I don't know. Maybe they do, though.
Some of it will still be funny.
Maybe those jokes do still stand as on jokes.
Some of it will definitely still be funny. But, you know, but again, it relies a little bit too heavily. And I haven't seen since the Zucker Brothers a truly... Except for, no. Shoot, there was one other one. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that. I don't remember the name, but I can find it easily.
Yeah.
But they did do another one that was in that style, and it worked. And I haven't seen it in years. This was in the 90s. I'm trying to think.
A 90s one. Yeah. Oh, that's the Nielsen one.
Wait. I got it. It's Fatal Instinct.
Which
is Basic Instinct to Fatal Attraction kind of joke.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the last film, and that was in the 90s, really, that encapsulated that kind of humor in that kind of way.
Movie spoof.
Which is not to say I'm not one of those assholes that goes, oh, nobody can do that anymore. No, you can. It just hasn't...
They haven't been good. The only...
It hadn't been popular. It's not the direction to go.
First off, it's not a popular genre. The best movie spoof, the only good movie spoof in the last 15 years is Black Dynamite.
Yeah. The only successful
one. The only successful good one is Black Dynamite. There's other ones been made. Remember the whole run of movies? Epic movie, date movie. Hero movie, right? Wasn't one of them just like superheroes? Comic book movie, whatever they wanted to call it?
It was, all of those were the ones that I didn't see any of them. Yeah. But when they were, shown on TV or whatever for the trailers,
Spartans.
There's a reason I didn't go.
Yeah.
This is a turd.
Those are all made by the same people, too.
Of course.
The same terrible, terrible people.
One is because garbage humans. You're fed content. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they're slinging that tent.
Yep.
You got a sling tent.
People were slinging so much tent for them, they were just like, oh my god, we can make a whole lot of tent for ourselves.
Telling all the people to choke on that. Choke on this tent.
Choke on this tent.
Take that tent and choke on it. I want to see a gag on the tent.
Yeah.
This just sounds so awful.
Gag on the tent, but then say my name while you're gagging on it.
And then throw up all over the tent.
And then throw up on it, but then keep... That's gross. You took it too far, Steve.
That was too far. Okay.
What were we doing? Oh, yeah, movie news. Comcast wants to get in on that Disney Fox deal.
Of course they did.
They are offering to buy Fox. What Disney wants to buy, that they're going to... Disney is offering a certain amount of $1 billion in stock. Comcast has shown up with even more money in... Straight up cash.
Nice.
I'd almost say that Disney stock's worth more than cash.
No, it's not. Cash is cash, Drew. Cash is king. They're saying we're going to give you straight billions. And, like, do I have the number? I'll pull up the number. It's a stupid amount of money to have in cash. It makes no sense. $60 billion in cash they want to buy Fox.
Holy fuck.
You know how many suitcases that is? How many briefcases?
That is a really big cashier's check.
Yeah. No, you gotta get those, you gotta get those gold dollars, you know what I'm talking about? The
Sacagaweas?
Yeah.
You know how many sacks of Sacagaweas?
I think this is what they make those big checks for.
Yes, the giant, because it needs to fit all those zeros.
Yeah.
The ones that they see on Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
$60 billion in cash. Comcast is coming in.
A whole fleet of dump trucks full of Pocahontas coins.
Now listen. Yeah, the Pocahontas coins. Now listen, guys, you hear that? You hear that sound? That's the sound of millions of fanboys screaming in anguish at the idea of their Marvel Universe not being unified cinematically. Mm-hmm. But it's also the sound of many people rejoicing at the idea of so much of our art not being unified under one umbrella. Consumer product.
You know what I do have to say, which I'm very proud of people for, because I still have not seen Infinity War.
But is it really good?
Proud of people?
Yeah.
It's just going from one
from one giant umbrella to another giant umbrella.
From one of the seven giant corporations to another one of the seven giant corporations.
Oh, well,
so now the X-Men movies can merge with whatever Sony has.
Exactly. Yeah,
I wasn't looking at that.
So now Spider-Man and X-Men can hang out.
Yeah, there you go.
But here's the thing. When you go online, out of any big movie that comes out, whether it be any of the Star Wars movies or you know, all those things, Infinity Wars was such a big deal that even people that I think probably routinely ruin surprises for everybody who hadn't seen the movie yet.
Yep.
Everybody for Infinity Wars, it seems, is when I see a post about it, they're like, whatever, disappointed or loved or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But they're vague as hell, and I haven't one time had to go, oh, I can't look at that, you know what I mean? Because they're like, it bothered me.
I saw one
what
person.
What bothered you?
This happened.
Like, but it never, you know that one part with the da-da-da-da, and they're, like, purposely really vague.
Yeah.
I am blown away by how many people are literally more, hey, you know what? If there's one movie we shouldn't ruin
for anybody, it'd be this one.
I did see one person just straight up put a spoiler on the Facebook.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was pretty shitty. No, for the most part, I think people want to share the experience with each other. Mm-hmm. And don't share the secrets, because it's more fun when we all do it together.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I was afraid I would have to go see it sooner than I anticipated, just so that I wouldn't get spoilers. Now right. I'm confident, unless, of course, you know, I wait till like DVD release. I'm gonna get the spoilers.
Yeah, the thing is, now the waiter and waiter you're late, the more and more chance, because people feel like, yeah, it's been out for a few weeks now. You haven't seen it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I totally expect that.
Like, don't you know Mickey Mouse dies in the middle of this movie? It's crazy. Drew, did you know Woody Harrelson quit smoking weed?
No, I didn't.
Who?
Woody Harrelson quit smoking.
Yes, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
Yep. Chris. He says, what was it? It was like he wasn't as emotionally available.
Yes.
Yeah.
Precisely. That's precisely correct. So he quit smoking for 2 years, Drew.
I was about to say, Chris, am I supposed to give a fuck?
I was just saying.
He was a huge.
He was a giant advocate for marijuana usage.
I believe he still is.
And the reason I bring it up is because Willie Nelson brought him back into the fold.
If anybody's going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Grandpa Willie.
Grandpa Willie. Woody Harrelson was on that crazy liberal left-wing weed-heavy show, the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Mm-hmm. Ellen. He was talking to Ellen.
I love Ellen.
Yeah, she's great. And he was talking about hanging out with Willie Nelson, and he says he was never comfortable with me quitting. Most people are like, I'm not comfortable with you starting these drugs. He's like, Willie wasn't comfortable quitting. It just bothered him. I would always say, Willie, you know I'm not smoking. He would always do the same thing. He was hearing it for the first time. Oh, really? Sorry. This happened like 500 times. I was in a celebratory mood, and he hands me that pin, and I just snatched it, and I was like, oh, fuck it. I take a big draw of it, and he says, welcome home, son.
You're back.
Yeah.
So there you go. Woody Harrelson also has a medical marijuana dispensary that he opened in 2016.
That is not
that
surprising.
Makes him a shit ton of money, I'm sure. So,
cash business.
All cash business, that's right.
Total pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is a pain in the ass. All right, that's your movie news. What's our next segment, Steve?
Okay, next segment is... Let's see. I was going to say, I do that, did that, did... Okay, just got these two. All right. New movies, that's number one.
Oh!
I should have said number one in the new
movies. Number one, new movies. That's a new movie horn. Jurassic Cogburn, come out on DVD this week. We have...
We have
Black Panther.
Still haven't seen it.
Black Panther, man.
Well, it's coming out on DVD.
It comes out on DVD.
It might still be in theaters.
It's still in theaters.
It's got to still be in theaters, considering how successful
it
was. It
is still in theaters. Not even second run dollar theaters. It is still in like normal theaters.
Normal, yeah, oh yeah.
Yep. And but it's also come out now, which means it's been available for digital rental for a couple weeks now. But now you can get it in Redbox and, you know, actual DVDs and stuff like that. So there you go. What's going on in theaters, Drew?
In theaters this week, we saw a trailer for this last time we were at the theater. First Reformed with Ethan Hawke.
Yes, the new horror-looking film from A24. And looks like it's filmed in a full-frame aspect ratio, a 4:3 aspect ratio, which is interesting.
That it, what, 4:3?
Yeah, it's like that.
No,
it's,
I
it's
know.
A box. It's a straight up box.
I know
Steve.
Exactly
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, I'm letting people know at home. It's a straight up box.
Dude, I'm a video editor. I know exactly what that
and
is.
The whole thing
that's insane.
I think it may be because it's shot on 16mm. Or no, maybe Super 8. 8mm.
I was going to say, because 16 is still.
16 will give you a wide.
It will give you a wide.
It may be shot on 8mm.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's a full frame.
Because that is 4:3, yeah.
A full frame. Do you have a. Even watching a trailer, I really couldn't tell what it was about. Just that bad times were going to happen to this tiny little church.
Tiny
Ethan
church.
Playing the priest.
Yeah.
Was it in a good way? Because you know how sometimes you see a movie and you don't know what it's about, but that like makes it even better. Like,
no,
oh
yeah,
my
exactly.
God, what?
Yeah,
it pulls
no, no.
You in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was an intriguing trailer.
Those are my favorite trailers.
Is there a synopsis there?
A former military chaplain is racked by grief over the death of his son. Mary is a member of his church whose husband, a radical environmentalist, commits suicide, setting the plot in motion.
There we go. That sets the plot in motion. Some sort of suicide. But I think it's like a suicide...
Squad?
Vest bomb type of situation.
There's a few of them. It's a suicide squad.
Now, this may be entirely wrong. I have no idea. I did a research in my impression from the movie and the images that were shown. It's sort of taking the whole idea of radical Islam. Mm-hmm. And the... how young zealots become, you know, violent and have violent means to their for their results. I think it's let's transpose that to a sort of Anglo Presbyterian setting or Anglican setting. You know, mm-hmm. instead of Islam, let's make it a Catholic. And a priest who discovers, oh man, one of my flock has been radicalized in an insane way. I think so. That's just the impression I got. It could be something completely different.
We'll yeah. see.
We'll see. It looks pretty wild. All right, that's it. That's what's coming out in theaters this weekend.
There's this movie called Book Club, where a bunch of old ladies read 50 Shades of Grey, and they make a movie about it.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, it's called Twilight 5.
No, it's called it's called Book Club, and it's starring Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda. Candace Bergen and Mary Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen?
This is a real movie.
Holy shit.
And they all read
50 Shades. No, 50 four Shades. Lifelong friends have their lives forever changed after reading 50 Shades of Grey in their monthly book club.
I like how even though their lives have, you know, been changed, they probably haven't not actually engaged in the type of sex any time that takes place in any part of the book.
Maybe that's why their lives get changed.
Oh,
maybe for the first time, Candace Bergen gets something stuck up her butt.
Their eyes are open.
For the first time, they learn what a French tickler is.
Yeah.
Wow.
And one of their eyes says to the other, "Are you seeing this?
Are you seeing this?" The left eye says to the right eye, "Something smells around here."
Look, you guys, meet me in the middle here.
What's the all right, so we're gonna go see Book Club this weekend. Book Club.
And then there's a tiny little movie called Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2.
Yes!
Deadpool as well.
I have to see that, like, immediately. That seems like something, too, that people will spoil right away.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Jump on it. Jump on it.
Let me know when you guys are going. I will go with you guys.
Oh, we already got our tickets.
Already got tickets. You missed out.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, I can try. We can pull up the theater to see if there's still tickets available next to us. We may be able to make it happen. I'll check. But Friday, we're looking at Friday night. Yeah. Okay. Deadpool 2, it's a thing. We're going to go see it.
Yep.
No shit.
Zazzy Beetz.
Zazzy Beetz is one of the characters, one of the actors playing Domino. I remember when she was cast as the Domino character, everyone was like, boo, it's supposed to be a white lady. And I'm like, shut up. Just shut up.
Well, I mean, she was drawn mildly Asian, but she was literally...
Literally white.
No, literal white skin. Like, I'm not even talking,
she's
like...
Domino, because she has so black...
the black circle around her eye.
Oh, she's got to have that contrast, yeah.
Yes. But she's mute. She's a mutant. She's so literally, like, I'm talking
you
like...
You said mute for a second.
I'm talking, like polar... Like, I'm not talking, like, Caucasian white. I'm talking, like, she's polar bear white.
She's not a pinky.
Like a Tilda Swinton
white. No, I'm polar bear white. Like, straight up, like, paper white.
Paper white. But now she's Zazzy Beetz.
Zazzy.
So she's, a delicious caramel brown. Mm-hmm. But with a white circle.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
We're having fun. We're having fun.
Like a dog, basically.
We inverted like a dog. I'm sure she'll appreciate that. Yeah. We'll cut out this part of the audio.
Like a dog selling cars.
And send it to her. Or beer. remember that one? Speaking
of Deadpool 2.
Yes! Spuds McKenzie.
Did you guys see the Celine Dion video with Deadpool?
I saw the...
With Deadpool?
Yeah, it's not really Ryan Reynolds, but yeah, someone dresses Deadpool and it shows a music video and he's like crawling around on stage.
Yeah, it's not exactly. It's not Ryan Reynolds. It's a dude in a Deadpool costume.
But yeah, it's like an official.
But it's sanctioned.
Together. Yeah, it's sanctioned.
It's sanctioned.
I was gonna say, but it is actually Celine Dion.
Yeah.
So it is. Yeah,
it's real Celine Dion, and it has to do with the movie too.
She's
so.
Got a sense of humor. She's Canadian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she grew up watching Kids in the Hall. Well, I grew up. But
I'm not a particular fan of her music per se, but I like her.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's a very nice person.
She seems okay.
She would be somebody that I would actually like to meet.
Nice to meet you, Celine Dion.
Yeah, like, I feel like if you meet her into an argument with her, you're probably the dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my impression.
Don't get mad at Celine Dion.
No.
Uh-oh, Chris, watch out.
Watch out.
It's in the movie.
Watch out. What's in the movie?
It.
I still haven't seen it either. I gotta see it.
It the clown. It
Bill, Mr. Skarsgård himself.
Bill Skarsgård's in. Yeah, I knew that.
It.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but not as it. Not as Pennywise.
It's a very annoying name for a movie, isn't it? Because like when you're talking in conversation,
it is.
Yeah.
Tis an annoying name for a movie. It. God damn it.
Not as annoying as you saying tis.
Tis annoying, Drewster and Steven. Etch.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. New movies coming out on DVD and theaters this week. What else we got going on here with the big board, Steve? What's our next segment?
Okay, we got number four.
Which is?
Swag!
What?
Oh, wow. It actually ended with...
I don't have a...
It ended with the right one.
Here we go. Swag baggery time.
You know what? That's appropriate. Because that's the last number two, isn't it?
There we go. Because we got to do plugs, and I have a special plan for Juice of Kagmo versus the World. So we're gonna end with Juice of Kagmo versus the World. So, but is that it? Is that it for the board?
Yep.
All right. So the board is off the table. Do you want the cyan sort of bag or cobalt blue? Which blue bag do you?
Oh,
want?
Is there no box?
Well, the box comes after the bag.
Okay. All right. No. Well, usually there's one bag. You know. So I wasn't sure if there was
no
box.
Usually there's been two.
I'm gonna go for the blue.
Which one?
No, the normal blue, not the teal.
Okay.
Cobalt.
Is that what cobalt cyan is?
I never
That's
knew.
What I said. Yeah, cyan and cobalt.
I never knew what cobalt was.
It's a shade of blue.
It sounds like a dark gray, doesn't it?
It's a dark blue.
Doesn't it sound like a dark gray, though?
No, it sounds like a dark blue.
Oh, shut up.
You may get to go home with a glitter sand art set. It's Ooh. Got a bottle and six bags of sand.
I really hope this continues to be good because this is a Mother's Day gift for my mom.
Oh, there you go. Sand art.
The Junior Spy Agency, starring Kevin Sorbo and Dee Wallace.
There you go.
Nothing gets past these spies.
Gather the family around to watch that.
I live in a
Whoopee cushion.
Oh! Cinema Crush Video, so bootleg edition of Rocky Balboa.
Nice. Wait, by Rocky Balboa, you mean like the first Rocky?
No, the sixth one.
The last one.
Oh, okay. I had forgotten what the one before Creed.
I
had forgotten what the new one was called. Or not the new one, but yeah, okay.
Pink keychain, light up nose.
Oh my god.
And a magnet that says, I pooped today.
Nice.
There you go.
You know what? I have somebody that has a pin that says I pooped today.
Yeah.
If I take that bag, I'm going to give it to him.
There you go. Well, do you want the bag, Steve?
Or do you want the box?
I want the box.
What's in the box?
You want someone, what's in the box?
I am still using...
The moose?
No, well, I'm not using the moose. It's decorative, yeah, so you're moose. Not like... Yeah, it's true, not yeah. like, oh, I need to fix this. Bring me the moose.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I am still using all the different bags for when, like, somebody has a birthday or somebody has a dude I have. Yeah.
Good. All right, well, pop that top.
All right.
Let people know what's inside.
Kitty dough. I'm guessing it's it's from Elmer's.
There you go. Elmer brand Play-Doh.
Basically, yeah.
But not Play-Doh, because Play-Doh's the brand name.
Well, and you know, I got kids at the house all the time, so...
Perfect. Yeah, your godson.
Yeah. No, this will absolutely... Yeah, and daughter.
Goddaughter. So you're going to play
and
together.
And a newborn.
Oh, that's... Don't give the kid the dough just yet.
Well, I wasn't going to give it to him. I was going to feed it to him.
Yeah. It is non-toxic. This isn't non-toxic.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah, usually they are. All right, so here you go. You got some dough. All right, before we do Just Kind of Reverse the World, let's get the plugs out of the way. Drew, where can people find you online?
At NTHero419 all over the internet.
Hell yeah, see where can people find you?
Can I tell you, this is the most dough I've gotten from this network.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, so far.
So far. I'm very a positive person. If you actually Google Etchy, all my stuff comes up except for my personal email. You can email me at steve.etchy@gmail.com. Email me. I'm lonely. Also, PFT, the PFT group, participate there.
Yep.
It's a great time. I love it. We need to get more subjects in. A lot of it, you know, like anytime any episode is released or whatever it comes up, but like, you know, we try to throw in some stuff there for participation. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, what do you think about this?
And mix da, 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 da. It up. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a good time. I love that place.
The PFT media group on Facebook. Listen to What's the Fuss and tidbits as well.
Yes.
Email us, cinemacrespedisto@gmail.com. Follow the show @crespedisto on Twitter, cinemacrespedisto, Instagram, and Facebook. And then, look online for the PFT Media shirts that we will be selling. We're just trying to get our money back. So you guys can get some sweet shirts so the PFT Media logos, they're all like a little different, every single one of them.
Yeah.
And because they are handmade shirts, some of the shirts do have like some like ink splotches on them, but that just means that makes them extra unique.
I got one on mine. I like it.
Drew actually has my favorite pattern.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't see that one. That's badass.
Yeah, his is the best one.
Hell yeah.
It may literally be the first one that was printed.
Yeah. I like it.
That's really cool. So there you go. I put the picture of Drew wearing his on our Instagram, Cinema Crespi, so you can see what it looks like.
We should start a campaign, right? Okay. Like a charity kind of deal.
Okay.
For people to buy our shirts.
Okay.
Called Stop Buyer's Remorse.
Okay.
Because we're gonna have buyer's remorse if nobody buys the shirts.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna have the buyer's remorse. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's you like that?
Yeah, help us save our buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna end this week's game. We're gonna end this week's episode 279, which is the Cogburn versus the World. Drew, you are 10-8 after winning, but we're gonna do a special one this week. Here is an answer sheet, Drew. Steve, here's an answer sheet. I'm going to ask you guys 10 movie trivia questions. Mm-hmm. You write down your answers, and then we'll go over the answers, and then we'll see who gets the most right. So here you go. We are doing this, I guess it's pretty much like Earth trivia, Simon Time trivia style.
Yeah.
So then I guess, you know what? Let me go ahead and do this then. If I'm going to do it that way, I'm going to take that. I'm going to end that. And then let's see here. So, guys, obviously, I have 10 questions. All movie related. No word jumbles. Don't you worry.
Oh, good.
Don't you worry.
Good, because I already entered the letters for that.
The letters F-I-L-M. What does that spell? Oh, fuck you. Yeah. Correct. That's correct. Juice the Cogburn. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cinema Crespediso Trivia. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. We are doing one round of trivia. 10 questions. 1 point each question. Do not use your cell phone while I'm asking the questions. Don't you dare cheat. I will throat punch you from where I sit.
Drew, hold my seat. I'm going to go get some tacos.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
You do that.
You get tacos. Just
grab me a taco while you're at.
Grab me a taco while you're at.
Right. See, now I want tacos.
Now I want some chorizo tacos. Guys, we're doing some super fun movie trivia. I'm going to ask each question. You write down the answer, and then we'll go over the answers, and we'll see who is the winner. Drew, you are at a record of 10-8. I think I said it already.
8-10.
No,
10-8.
10-8. Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yes. All right, here we go. Question number one. Which actor appeared in American Graffiti before starring in Star Wars?
As soon as you said American Graffiti, I already had the answer.
All right, make sure you guys can't see each other's answer sheets now. You're sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, number but that one. Was an easy one. I know Drew's got this.
Which actor appeared in American Graffiti?
No? I don't know why right now, but my brain's farting.
He's having a brain fart.
He was a carpenter.
He's fart braining. Okay.
I don't know why I gave a clue. I'm competing against him. But
yeah, why are you?
I don't know.
You're insane, Steve.
I know.
You're insane.
I'm the most non-competitive person. I'm an idiot.
Really. All right, here we go. Number two. In The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow wanted what from the wizard? Again, number two. In The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow wanted what from the wizard? All right, moving on now to question number three.
Ooh.
In what year was Jurassic Park released? Just looking for a year. What year was Jurassic Park?
I think I have the exact year.
Ah, that's the idea. Yeah, we're hoping. I am looking for the exact year. Yes, thank you.
Good.
It's not a range. Not a decade.
Not a closest to the pin.
Not a closest to the pin.
Might turn out that way, though.
It might turn out that way. Here we go. Question number four.
Oh, shit. Wait.
Oh, don't fuck up your answers. You got it? You good to go?
Got it.
All right, number four. Who
Ooh.
Was the first woman monster to appear in a movie? Question's now getting a little harder.
Wait.
Who was the first woman monster to appear in a movie? Yes, starting to get a little harder now. Question number four. If you want to hire me to do movie trivia at your parties, bar mitzvahs, funerals, weddings, at your bar or restaurant, email me cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. I'll give you my rates. We'll discuss rates. They're malleable rates.
And look, it's totally worth it. I had him at my bar mitzvah.
Yes.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Question number five.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie tagline question. What movie had this tagline? Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. Mm-hmm. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. What movie had that tagline? That is question number five.
I'm nailing this. Even the ones I don't know, I'm still nailing
them. Still nailing them. All right. Excellent. Here we go. Question number six. What is the name of the camp from the Friday the 13th series?
I knew that was a question. Okay.
All right.
That's, oh, shit.
Don't say it out loud. Number six. What is the name of the camp from the Friday the 13th series?
Okay.
All right, moving on now to question number seven. What is the only movie sequel to win Best Picture at the Academy Awards?
Okay.
Actually, quick amendment. What are sure. There's one of two. There's two movies. There's two movies. if you name either one.
Okay.
So it makes it easier. You name either one.
I'm going to lose this anyway. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Schindler's List 2.
Oh, so good. It was so good. I love that one.
I already know I'm automatically wrong because...
Schindler's Second List.
Yeah, because I said Naked Gun 2.5, which, by the way, is not... I mean, it's a sequel, but it's not 2. It's 2.5.
It's 2.5.
And I know it's wrong anyway.
Number 8. Who directed Gladiator?
Oh, fuck.
And not the porn, Glad He Ate Her, but the movie Gladiator.
Although he was glad.
Although he wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm just starting the movie Gladiator, but I'm talking about the movie Gladiator.
I'm so horrible with directors. I'm not even... Right. Yeah.
Drew's looking around the room looking for a Gladiator poster.
I know. It's got to be somewhere. It was really weird. A couple of weeks ago, you asked a question, and the answer was literally staring at me.
Of course it was.
And I was just like, I wonder if they...
I probably didn't. Now it's impossible now to know. Alright, number 9. What movie stars Nick Cage, John Cusack, and John Malkovich? I'm looking for the movie that stars Nicolas Cage, John Cusack, and John Malkovich.
Yes. Oh, God.
What movie am I talking about? Okay. Finally, number 10. What 90s movie soundtrack is the best selling soundtrack of all time?
Oh, shoot. There are a few I can think of. That would fit the bill.
Well, number 10. What 90s movie soundtrack is the best-selling movie soundtrack of all time?
Stab in the Dark.
Yep, same here.
I never saw that movie. Was that a good soundtrack?
I don't know.
The Stab in the Dark soundtrack?
Yeah, it was all actually right. Peel did it.
I just needed a pen. I'm going to just borrow a pen here real quick. I'm going to keep track of your scores. Okay, here we go.
It's going to be amazing.
Number 1, which actor appeared in American Graffiti before starring in Star Wars? Drew, you said.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
All right, you're both correct. Number 2, in The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow wanted what from the wizard? Drew, you said.
Brain.
Steve.
A lighter.
The answer is brain. Drew gets a 1. Number 3, in what year was Jurassic Park released? Drew.
96.
96, Steve.
1996, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
Sure.
1994.
1993. Oh, you both got that one wrong.
Damn it.
1993. Number 4. Who was the first woman monster to appear in a movie? Drew.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Steve.
Anne Heche as herself.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Bride of Frankenstein. Ouch. Anne Heche. I'm going to cut this out and send it to her.
Please do.
Number 5.
So what was the answer?
Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Bride of Frankenstein. You're right. Number 5. Tagline. Just when he thought it was safe to go back in the water. Drew, you said.
Jaws dose.
Steve,
same
you
here.
Said. That is correct. You both got that one right. All right. Drew has 4 correct. Steve, you have 2 correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6. What is the name of the camp from Friday the 13th? Drew.
Camp Crystal Lake.
Steve.
I said Crystal Lake, but that's still good, right?
You are correct. Okay. You're both correct. Number 7. What is the only movie sequel to win Best Picture? Drew.
Godfather Part 2.
Steve.
Naked Gun 2.5.
No, it was Godfather Part 2. I'm pretty sure. Sense. Also, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King won Best Picture as well.
Return of the King.
Yeah, that's the third one.
It is still a sequel.
But it's still a sequel.
It's still
yeah.
a sequel, though. Yeah. So 2 sequels.
Okay.
Number 8. Who directed Gladiator? Drew.
Ridley Scott.
Steve.
Me.
The answer is Ridley Scott.
Yeah, I was pretty sure I got that wrong.
Number 9. What movie stars Nicolas Cage, John Cusack, John Malkovich? Drew.
I can't remember.
Steve.
Three Angry Men.
Oh, Con Air.
Oh!
Con Air.
I love that movie.
Finally, number 10. What 90s movie soundtrack is the best-selling soundtrack of all time? Drew.
The Crow.
Steve.
I said The Crow 2.
The Crow. Did you say The Crow, or did you say The Crow 2 City of Angels?
The Crow 2 City of Angels.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The answer is The Bodyguard.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good answer, yeah. Well, the reason I went... Do you remember, though, when The Crow 2 came out? Like, The Crow 2... Always love you.
That's just the thing, though. The Crow 2 was the one where, you know, it had Filter.
The Crow 2 soundtrack was still pretty good.
It had... Well, a lot of people bought it, too. It had
the original Crow soundtrack was better, though.
That song that... Well, no, yeah, but I mean, it sold a lot, though. What was it? Hole? The one that I think everybody knows from Hole.
That one song.
I don't know any of them.
Well, there's that one song.
Is there?
Yeah, there's that one song.
Which is what I was thinking, yeah.
Let me see. I'll pull up that one. I'll pull up that one song.
Make me over. I can't remember if that's what it was.
No, it's this one.
Oh, okay. Filter had a great song. I forgot what it was, though. But it was great. But anyway, there's a huge hullabaloo about it.
Make me over.
I thought this was garbage.
I might as well.
You know why you might have thought that was garbage? Because it's good.
And you like garbage?
Yeah. And Courtney Love sucks.
That is a really good song.
I thought that was garbage.
It was Hole the whole time, buddy.
And that was the second Crow, right?
It's definitely on Live Through This. I don't know if it's on the second Crow. Also appears on... it's not really coming up there. I'm not gonna say Tank Girl soundtrack.
Girl, that was a great movie.
Well, Drew Cogburn, you got 7 right. Steve, you got 3. So Drew, that means you are the winner.
I got 3, really?
You got 3
Holy
out of 10.
Shit.
So Drew, 11-8. So
that
far.
Is by far my less my
least impressive showing there.
Yeah, that bad performance.
That's for sure. You're not you know.
Give me by the way, I was gonna
too
say
too much time vaping, not enough
give
time
me, give
paying
me,
attention.
Give me credit on the second one because the fact that I thought a scarecrow. Wanted a lighter from
no,
the
it was
Wizard
a funny
Oz.
Answer.
Give me credit. Give me a point. That gives a point. And the Anne Heche one, that gets a point. I still lose, but those two get a point.
No, it's a funny answer. There you go. That's your point.
Yeah.
You get the Price is Right point. Back to that lightning round real quick.
Yeah.
To see if I can remember any of these. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the tallest mountain in the world? Mount Everest. It was still the tallest mountain in the world, just because people
didn't God
know about it.
But you do know, though, like, if it wasn't that whole, like, you know, pairing of answer, you know what I mean? Like the
why did the hipster burn his mouth? Because he bit into the pizza before it was cool.
Okay, that's not a hipster. That is an entire population.
Why can you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom because the pee is silent?
Oh, I love it.
Drew got the pirate one right. Mm-hmm. What did the green grape say to the purple grape? Breathe.
Nice. Mine was different. It was get out of my neighborhood.
What do? Which is so funny. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? Same middle name.
The.
Oh.
And then I already said this. What left eye say to the right eye? The smell suddenly something about smell. And I forgot the one about the blind skydiver. Something about seeing something. I don't know. Guys, thank you everyone for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Drew, thank you very much.
You're very welcome,
Steve,
sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was our remixed episode. We'll be back next week with episode 280 with hopefully the guests that we have scheduled. We'll see.
See how that all goes.
And do check out pftmedia.com.
Please do. Absolutely. pftmedia.com. That's where all the good shit's at. We have more on the way. Break up the big banks. Be excellent to each other. Read more books. Free Mumbia Abu Jamal. Peace.
A PFT Media production.